Democrat Tim Ryan has voted for at least $6.74 trillion in higher taxes. By Jacob Bliss on August 26, 2022. Democrat Ohio Representative Tim Ryan, who is also running for the open U.S. Senate seat against J.D. Vance in the Buckeye State, has voted for at least $6.74 trillion in higher taxes throughout his 20-year career in Congress. Ryan, being a 20-year career politician, including a failed 2020 presidential run to become a Biden surrogate later, had made 113 votes in the House of Representatives for tax and fee increases or against tax cuts altogether. The most significant votes he has made were for the Inflation Reduction Act, the Build Back Better Act, against permanently extending the 2017 tax cuts, against the 2017 tax reform bill, against opposing a carbon tax, voted for Obamacare, repeatedly against repealing Obamacare and voted against the 2003 Bush tax cuts. In August 2022, the congressman voted to pass the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, which would not reduce inflation and instead spends hundreds of billions of dollars on climate change and Obamacare programs. The Joint Committee on Taxation found the act would raise taxes by $326 billion over 10 years. Last November, he also voted for the Build Back Better Act, H.R. 5376. The Tax Foundation analysis of the bill found it would have increased the federal revenue by $1.7 trillion over the next decade, of which $1 trillion would have derived from the income of corporate tax hikes. Additionally, in September 2018, Ryan voted against making permanent the reduced tax rates and modified tax bracket breakpoints for the seven tax brackets, the standard deduction amount, the elimination of personal exemptions for each taxpayer and dependent, and the increased child tax credit, all from the 2017 tax cuts. In 2020, the Tax Policy Center estimated that permanently extending the income tax provisions from the 2017 tax reform plan would have cut taxes by $1.1 trillion through 2030. Furthermore, Ryan also voted against the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in November 2017, which would have cut individual and corporate taxes and increased the child tax credit. The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act contained $1.5 trillion in tax cuts. Throughout his time in Congress, Ryan also voted against opposing a carbon tax, which could generate $1.87 trillion in revenue over 10 years. In July 2018, Ryan voted against a resolution expressing the sense of Congress that a carbon tax would be detrimental to the United States. In June 2018, Ryan voted against a disapproval resolution of a carbon tax. In August 2013, Ryan voted against an amendment preventing the White House from imposing a carbon tax without congressional approval. Also, throughout his time in Congress, the congressman voted for Obamacare, in addition to repeatedly voting against repealing Obamacare, which analysis from the Joint Committee on Taxation said would have resulted in $600 billion in tax cuts. In November 2009, Ryan voted for House passage of Obamacare. In March 2010, Ryan voted for the final passage of Obamacare. In October 2015, Ryan voted against repealing Obamacare. In January 2016, Ryan voted against repealing Obamacare. In January 2017, Ryan voted against a partial Obamacare repeal. In May 2017, Ryan voted against the American Health Care Act, which would have repealed the mandates and taxes associated with Obamacare. Lastly, when Ryan was still a new member of Congress, in May 2003, he voted against the final passage of the 2003 Bush tax cuts, which would have included $350 billion in tax breaks over 11 years. All of Ryan's 113 votes. Representative Tim Ryan's 113 votes by Breitbart News. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, hammered the Buckeye Democrat for being two-faced after claiming he wants to cut taxes after continuously voting for higher taxes. Voting for higher taxes 113 times is outrageous, especially for someone who claims he wants to cut taxes on the campaign trail, NRSC spokeswoman Lizzie Lutzow told Breitbart News. Ohioans deserve the truth, and the truth is that Tim Ryan is a two-faced phony politician who says one thing and does the exact opposite. Lutzow was referring to the congressman going on Fox News claiming that he has been calling on the administration, to bring an immediate tax cut to the Congress for us to pass. In addition to a recent campaign ad where the Democrat also claimed to be willing to work with either party to cut costs and pass a middle-class tax cut. Additionally, the campaign for J.D. Vance, the Trump-backed Republican nominee for Ohio's U.S. Senate facing Ryan in November, torched the Democrat for his votes during his 2 decades in Congress. Tax hike. Tim Ryan has centered his entire campaign around the lie that he's a moderate Democrat who's willing to cut taxes, Vance's campaign told Breitbart News. In reality, Tim has voted for nearly $7 trillion in tax hikes over the course of his destructive 20-year career. His TV ads make him look like a Trump Republican. But his voting record is that of a typical tax and spend liberal. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.